reality.
Back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and thy name we start today's episode. So, dear listeners, welcome back to a new episode of Back to Reality. I am Asma, at your service as the host. I have the pleasure to be here with two very dear guests, and welcome to the studio, brothers. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you very much for having us.
Wa alaikum assalam. Yep, happy to be here.
Thank you very much. So, it's the ritual, and we're not going to break the ritual, so please introduce yourself very much briefly.
I'm Ali, and I'm a student in the holy city of Qom.
And I'm Sayyid Mustafa. I'm also a student here. I'm also studying psychology along with Islamic studies.
I wish you both luck, and thank you for being here. Well, nowadays, everywhere, we are seeing too much of war, too much of brutality, and too much of excruciating photos, pictures, and emotions all around the world. So people, when they see such brutal images, they cannot stay silent. All of them would react to it in different ways. Though there is propaganda and there's this deception that does not let you see the truth as it is. So I'm just saying that there are millions hand in there, but then there is a truth. So in today's episode, we are coming back to reality and see the truth as it is. And let's say throughout the history, there's always been people who thought themselves to be the best nation, the best group of people. God has just picked them out of the crowd and stickered them like this, the best nation from all around the world. So we want to say, is there any such concept as the better nation?
Well, of course, in reality, there isn't such a thing. I would say that we're all human beings, right? Mm-hmm. And we all are born with different qualities. But unfortunately, you're right. Throughout history, it doesn't even have to be. It could be even on a political basis, for example. Yeah. Atheists, for example, today think they're the best people in the world, exactly. For example, right? It could be anything. Some people attach themselves to certain sports and start thinking they're the best in that, mm-hmm. for example, field.
Yeah.
It's a natural tendency for a human being to become arrogant or feel better about themselves over others, I think. And that plays out to a very, very extreme level, unfortunately, which we're going to be discussing today, I believe.
Exactly. So you, Brother Adi?
Yeah, I guess being better people is, we can actually coin it as, the better the person is in his deeds and all, the better the person is.
Yeah, not that's anyone, in the eyes of God.
Yeah, in the eyes of God.
Yeah.
Not just, you be good in a particular field and you just put yourself over
or
others.
Or based on your color or race or anything, whatever. It's not based on that, but unfortunately the reality tells us something else.
It's your deeds and it's your qualities that decide if you're a good person or not.
Exactly. Right. So what we see right now is totally different. If you have money, if you have too much of power over other people, you can call yourself the best people around the world. And then you can take people for yourself as your servants, as the lower people, as the people who are there for you to be taken. And if they die, nobody cares. Nobody even would blink an eye for them. And nobody will feel sorry for them because they are called the lower people. Mm-hmm. Let's get to the very core of today's discussion, which is Zionism. And let's talk about that. And if you share a bit of history, I would be too grateful.
Sure. So we're talking about Zionism, and Zionism is, why are we bringing it up, by the way, in the middle of the discussion about people feeling better? Is because Zionism, I think, sort of defines the idea of a nation thinking that they're better than others.
Exactly.
Right?
There's a common term that they use, like, we are the chosen people of God.
Chosen ones.
Chosen people of God. Unfortunately, the chosenness plays out in extreme brutality and mm-hmm. suffering for the rest of humanity, right? But the core idea behind Zionism, by the way, is the idea that the Jewish people should have a homeland, right? The history behind it is that they were being kicked out of countries in Europe back in the, you know, early 1900s and, then the, you know, during World War II. And the idea was formed way back then that the Jewish people need a homeland.
Well,
so obviously when people started seeing, hey, these people are, I'm giving you like a 1 minute summary, you know, you'd have to go into history and really look at all the issues and problems that they caused for a lot of these European countries.
As you just said, they were starting to look like a threat for the Europeans. So they decided...
They were extremists, kind of extremists in their beliefs.
Yeah. So they decided to just kick them out and take them and let them be in one specific land. And since the Muslim people are, according to those extremist Europeans, again, a sort of enemy, so they said they would live there together. And if even if they kill each other, it's not a problem. It's not our problem, at least.
Right. I mean, I think it's just crazy, right? I think these people could have gone anywhere in the world. Like, honestly, in the middle of America, they could have created, you know, Israel, right? But it's, they're so extreme in their beliefs, right, is what's creating this whole problem. That they're so hardcore in their beliefs, it's hard for us to even imagine, I would say.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, they're moving out there and they're migrating to Israel or Jerusalem. I guess they have their own explanations, like they have got this religious importance behind that. There's a whole theory behind it.
Yeah, they say so that land is our land.
That land is, yeah, exactly. But
as a heritage.
Yeah, as a heritage. But it's actually wrong, right?
Yeah, that's
wrong. You just
cannot
claim as any land, any piece of land to be yours and just evacuate innocent people out of that.
Exactly, yeah. So,
let's say even if we say that, yes, that God gave them that land way back, you know, thousands of years ago after Prophet Moses, but does that mean, does that justify that you need to kill children and women, that you need to, you know, just go crazy in brutality? You know, is that
and
what God wants?
Then let's go for the answer after the break.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
So, welcome back. We are talking about an important issue which has been so viral right now. At this moment that we're talking, many people are getting killed, and that's the topic of today's discussion. This is Back to Reality. I'm Asma. Brother Ali and Brother Mustafa are helping me with today's topic. So we came to this point that it's crazy to kill people just because suddenly you get awake and you feel like there is a land in a corner of this world and you have to get there and seize it. And since there are other people in there, and since you call those other people as the not chosen people, then you have to kill them all.
Unfortunately, they don't even call, like, they call us goyims. That's one of the words that they use. Or I think in English, they'll translate it sometimes as Gentiles. And in other places, we're considered as animals, right?
Oh, my God.
I mean, at this point, if we've all been watching the news, I think, and we've seen that even their leaders have come out and said this openly, that these people are animals, right? That's unfortunately part of their extreme beliefs. That's unfortunately part of their misinterpretation of I would say, Judaism and God's, you know, what God actually gave them. So that's one of the problems that we're dealing with, is that not only do they believe it's their promised land, they believe that once the greater Israel is formed, you know, that's when, like, God will give them the entire kingdom, right? Mm-hmm. So they're going towards that at 1,000%.
That's what happens, you know, the extreme beliefs that you are better than the rest of the humanity, this often leads you to hatred towards others who do not come under your category or your criteria. Like the rest of the people, be it Christians or Muslims or any other religion, who are not Jews. So this leads to hatred. When you have so much of self-love, when you guys admire yourself so much, so you deem the others to be worthless, and that leads you to doing any sort of
you actually
atrocities.
Get away from your humanity, and you start to be yourself an animal. The other fellow who's living there in the same sky, breathing the same air, is not as important as me because I'm different from those people and because I'm chosen one.
Right, exactly.
There exists such extremist point of view in other religions as well. Like we could compare the Zionists, these extremist people, we could compare them with the ISIS. Like the Muslim people are not like that.
Definitely. Extremism, we're not saying it's only limited to, for example, Zionism. You know, we find similar extremism, for example, unfortunately, within Islam when we saw that in the form of Daesh and ISIS, yeah. Right? Although I would say in brackets that ISIS was formed by Zionists, but that's a separate story. But
that's an office rank of Zionism, of course.
Right, but they used, how did they do that? You know, they use Islamic knowledge or Islamic sources.
And their slogans.
They took the most extreme interpretation they could, yeah. And they ignored a lot of it, right?
What I would prefer over here is, instead of using the term religion, we can use like different groups. As it is believed to be that, Zionism is separate from Judaism. Like Judaism is a religion, and Zionism is a political ideology or something. Like
exactly.
It's a movement. Yeah. And for example, like Islam is a religion, and it has no similarities or no connections with Daesh or ISIS. It's a group. It's a terrorist group. It has nothing in relation with Islam.
Exactly.
So, like, these are two, like, extremist groups.
Yeah, so we should notice the very fact that religions, like, as if we consider ourselves as Muslims, we do respect Prophet Moses, and we do respect his book. We have been told to do so according to our own prophet. So there is a difference between these extremist sort of, let's say, school of thought, mm-hmm. and then the religion itself. But then what happens to them to feel like they could get their land by killing other people and it's okay?
Well, unfortunately, their religion, well, not their religion, I would say their interpretation of their religion or Zionism, that's sanctioned it. It's allowed it, right? They're allowed to kill children and women. Of course, you'll find many Jews who are against Zionism mm-hmm. and against these rabbis as well. The ones that are normal human beings, I would say, and they care about others, right? We're not saying that every single Jew is bad or anything like that. Of course, we're talking about the ones that are Zionists, that are extremists.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah, it's allowed. In a recent statement made by Netanyahu, he invoked the word, I believe it was Amalekites. It's a word that appears in their books. And it talks about being able to kill children and women. And not only that, they say burn everything, like their cattle, their trees. Whereas in the religion of Islam,
like destroy them completely.
Yeah, destroy them completely. Yeah, completely.
More of a political movement.
It is.
To brainwash those people who believe in religion.
In this situation, the things are like what we are watching every day, the news updates, the videos coming from Palestine. Everything is, as clear as day. You can decide who are being oppressed and who are the oppressors.
But many people still on the other sides of the world would believe that the Zionists are the ones who are being oppressed.
Well,
it all depends upon the news that, or the media or the false
the
media.
The propaganda.
Yeah, the propagandist, the propaganda media. These are the various factors, right? Like if you get the right news, any human being, when he watches these videos, it's, it's as clear as day to decide, like, who are the oppressors and who are being oppressed.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, I don't know if you know this. Do you know the slogan of Mossad? Do you know the slogan that they use?
What is
it? In Hebrew, if you translate it, it's by way of deception, make war. Okay, so they're openly saying they were going to deceive you mm-hmm. and make war.
Yeah.
I mean, they're literally telling you we're going to be lying to you, okay, in their slogan. It's kind of ironic, but a lot of us don't know this, right? And unfortunately, that's another extreme Zionist ideology, is that you can deceive people.
Yeah.
You can deceive them and destroy them.
So how bad it is, like, these are the roots of their beliefs.
We could still go, like, for hours because there's too much of brutality, there's too much of oppression. For the people who are living in peace in their own land, and then suddenly someone comes as a Caesar and then kills all of them and shed too much of blood in there under the slogan that, okay, this is our promised land. Where is humanity then? So I guess there's a lot of things to think about. This episode is just going to work as a trigger for you guys to go and search and find out the truth by yourself, I suppose. It's just a moment of thinking. I guess that could work like a trigger, and then you would go for it and search more and more. So thank you for staying with us until another episode. I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.